Hello. This morning we are looking at cards for January 29th and 30th, 2022. And they are the Knight of Swords, the Ten of Clubs, and the Hermit, older and wiser. No matter who you may be represented by in this spread, the bottom line is that we all get older. We can only hope to get wiser. But this is a versatile group, so there are a few potential stories to tell as usual. The Ten of Wands or Clubs, Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, is in the center today. The suit of passion, and considered the career suit, but also spirituality, drive, and sexuality, male specifically. I was enlightened this morning to learn that the tarot is the only interpretation that reads as the oppression of fortune and success, while in every other system that uses traditional playing cards reads the success and fortune, or simply fortune. The Knight of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is today in the past position and is riding his horse hard and fast. And as we can see, his horse is unbridled, as is his or her ambition. Knights are not mature kings. They're always on horseback and on their way. The Ten of Clubs could represent regret for actions taken or words spoken. The Ten of Wands or Clubs or Rods or Staves in the traditional decks always show a human whose face we never see being overwhelmed trying to carry an impossibly large load of thick logs on his or her back as they struggle up a hill to a destination now finally in sight. If the exhausted Nine of Wands is called the last mile and you didn't give up, this is it. On the Russian card, a soldier in a blue helmet, and I can't believe there is a blue helmet situation in the news this month. I'm just going to carry on. Also faces his ultimate destination, a walled city. The human on the Russian card has put four clubs down, shoulders five more, and holds a single club, an ace. And that tells a story to me. Four is stable, marriage, communal. It makes all the sense in the world to put them down here. He's reached his destination. The ace of clubs is the initial passion and spark that both inspired this long-distance marathon. And number one is a new cycle. The five is conflict and competition. Ten is the cycle ending. It makes sense to me. The major arcana is the hermit, number nine of the major arcana, and the now gray-haired old hermit reflects on the wisdom accrued through his or her life experience and the lessons learned, and hopefully is not burdened by regrets. The Knight of Swords is a police card. The hermit, always raising his lantern in order to see what's going on, is also a surveillance card, which is weird because I had a dream about police and surveillance last night. The police weren't surveilling me, though, but I had to call them for some reason about being surveilled. The weirdest thing about it was that it was dark out and in my dream, and I ran outside, and my first thought was, I hope they don't shoot me. Not even thank God they're here in a dream. That is just, I don't even know what to think about that. So, the heroic Knight of Swords on his white horse is called a hero. And in this spread, I believe he is. A hero may have to take some action or legal responsibility for an aging family member or relocation. This could even be completing a course of study or master's in law, law enforcement, medicine, or taking on esoteric, spiritual, or philosophical interests. You may have to rush to the aid of an older person or help them lift or carry something, but don't take on more than you can, mentally or physically. This card can quite literally break your back.